is it?
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
In television news, and I understand that you probably don't watch a whole lot of television anymore, but NBC unveiled its fall schedule, includes Snoop Dogg and Michael Bublé on The Voice. Which, kind of excited for that. That might be kind of fun.
That is so random.
Yep. You might be excited to hear that ABC has renewed America's Funniest Home Videos for the 35th season.
Yes. Yes. My family rolls their eyes. In fact, this past Sunday, I said, you guys, you know it would be a great end of the day. And they're like, no. And then they end up laughing.
They've aired over 700 episodes. It's hosted by Alfonso Ribeiro, and it's, I guess, screened over 2 million video clips there on the show. It's the longest-running primetime entertainment show in ABC history.
Well, I am just waiting for our big moment. I sent in a couple of videos.
I'm sure.
And I filled out all the legal paperwork that they sent me. They emailed, and I thought, okay, that means we're getting called off the bench.
There it is.
I'm still waiting.
It's going to happen someday when you least expect it.
We're going to make our national television debut.
They're going to fly you out to Burbank, and you're going to be sitting there in the audience, and they're going to flash to you guys, and you're going to be like, look at, because I'm sure it's what, about your dogs or something?
No. It's about the kids. Yeah. Like I said, two videos in the kids. There are lottery tickets. So we're just waiting for, you know, to cash it in.
Cash in.
It's, one of them is Jake as a toddler with a hat on his head, and he just ran into the cabinets. It was pretty funny. And then another one is Ava singing a song, her brother interrupting her, and she screams at him and then picks right back up where she left off in the song because the show must go on. Brilliant clips.
I'm
brilliant.
I'm hoping.
Hysterical.
I'm hoping for you.
Yep.
That you make, you finally get the recognition you so deserve and have been
waiting.
Yearning for.
I'm waiting my turn.
For all these years.
Yep.
All right.
Give me my lottery ticket.
By the way, speaking of TV and fans of you, Kelly, Ryan Reynolds was on the Today show yesterday. Like, what is it? The After Today or something like that? I don't know. It's
something like that.
He was talking about his, you know, Blake Lively and his fourth kid. And they're not really or at least announcing the name yet, right?
Which is interesting because he was name-checking his other kids. He talked about Betty.
They tried to get him to say the name of his fourth kid, to which he said,
now listen, I don't know if you're going to, the only way this is going to make more news than me being completely humiliated by myself a minute ago is if you tell us the name of your fourth child, which I know you won't do, but Taylor Swift keeps dropping it into lyrics, so
we're going to have to wait for another song.
Is the fourth child's name, the baby's name, anywhere on the new record?
Well, we always wait for Taylor to tell us what the child's name is. and we'll say this, we're still waiting. So Taylor.
So maybe it is.
Let's maybe start, you know, she's a prolific writer. I mean, what are we doing here? And lazy's not a word I'd attach to Taylor.
No, not indeed.
Yeah, so he's just waiting to hear the name from her, so.
That's great.
I guess that's what we're waiting on there. So we're talking about the excitement this week of the PGA. And have you seen any of the golfers around in just real life yet, Kelly?
Some friends of mine went to some practice rounds, got some great footage of Tiger, of Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, Justin's got that brand new Louisville Zone banner there on the water.
Yeah, he's got some extra pep in his step
around town, I'm sure.
I bet.
By the way, if you've got tickets for the PGA, the good news is every ticket comes with free parking. However, that parking is 18 miles away from the course.
Yeah, you got to be shuttled in.
Shuttle and like rideshare. That's the only way you're going to park there get to Valhalla this week for the PGA Championship. So there you go. It's 99.70JX. More of like what you can expect. We've got it for you up at WDJX.com. By the way, if you ever miss any sort of like segment from the show, you can always catch up podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. Over the weekend, a lady came up to me. I don't remember her name. Actually, no, she didn't tell me her name. Anyways, she just came up to me and she was like, hey, can you tell me what happened with the guy? The statute of limitations
almost
ran out. And it took me a minute because it was just completely random.
She right. And then it, you're like going through the little catalog in your brain of what we talk about.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, all the drama that we've had.
Yes.
Every single day, I'm trying to go through the little Rolodex of, of content. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I know what it was. All right. So it was a kind of a Mother's Day sort of thing. And it was a, hey, mom, you know, guess what? I never told you this sort of thing. And
he was
like taking mail and putting it in different mailboxes and stuff like that. And there was a reward from LMPD and all that stuff. And so
a little neighborhood felon.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of told her that. And she was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, hey, you know, if you wanted to act like we talked to him. And so you can hear it up on the podcast, WDJX.com. So she was like, okay, all right, great.
It's so great. People so need closure when they leave the car early or they can't
finish what she said.
Hearing the segment.
That's what she said. She was like,
closure.
I heard you tease it, but then I had to get out of the car and I couldn't hear it. And I was like,
dang it. When life gets in the way of the show.
I know. I understand. So, hey, coming. So anyways, WDGX.com. You can always go back. You can listen to anything that you may have missed there on YouTube. Search Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com, tap listen. All right, hey, coming up next, a guy was told by city officials he needed to put a fence up to hide his boat from public view. He did it.
Okay.
So why is it a setting the bar story? We'll let you know coming up next.
He must have done it wrong.
Or right. Depending on how you look at it, all right?
All right.
Coming up next after Ariana Grande on DJX. All right, let's get to a setting the bar story, shall we?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to hide Etienne's boat, it's a dude's name, you're doing okay.
Why are we hiding Etienne's boat?
All right, so Etienne, he lives in California. He says he received a letter from the city of Seaside back in July, right? The city required him, hey, you're going to need to build a 6-foot coverage screen in front of your boat. It can't just be out on display in your driveway for the world to see.
Okay, good note.
So he was like, all right, I'll build a fence and I'll paint a lifelike painting of the boat on it.
That's where it went sideways.
Yeah.
That's where it went sideways.
It legit is a mural and it looks like there's no fence because it's so good.
Oh, wow.
Here he is explaining.
I'm not a rule breaker, but I am like to make a political statement as necessary and as well as a humorous statement and a creative statement. So I'm, you know, all in favor of generating discussion and making people smile. And the reaction is extremely more than we ever expected, and we're both just tickled about it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he commissioned a painter to do it. He didn't do it himself.
Sure, but is the city tickled?
The city hasn't responded yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Choosing to think they're tickled.
Right. But he considers it a right of expression, you know, would be surprised if the city said, no, you're going to have to take the mural down, you know.
But it's a good mural.
I know.
So that,
it looks
he's
great.
Got that going for him.
Yeah,
he's got actual artwork on there.
We'll post it on X at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it. But it looks legit.
I mean, bold move.
It's like, you want me to paint a fence or you want me to put a fence to block
got it?
Yep, I will.
Gotta decorate it.
Gotta decorate it, though, too. I love it. All right, so that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Again, you can see
or feel good. I mean, it could be a feel good.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Neighborhood get some artwork.
I mean, the setting the bar story is for the city telling him that he's got to cover it up with a boat. So
right.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. Senior pranks going to be a thing that are happening here over the next few days, weeks, etc. You know, security's so tight at schools across the country now. It must make senior pranks a challenge for this generation. So they just got to be.
Do people still do it? Can they still get away with it?
They just got to be smarter, right?
All right.
Apparently, though, a bagpipe player ain't suspicious enough to get stopped at the door.
All right.
So some high school students in Illinois paid a bagpiper to follow their principal around the school for an hour as part of a senior prank.
They follow him around for an hour?
Listen, this was the plan B because they wanted a mariachi band to do it, but it was out of their price range. One piper was within their price range.
And I'm available.
Yeah, the principal, Mr. Robinson, was a good sport. He even said, you know what? That's awesome. It's creative. It's not destructive to the school.
Right.
Didn't create a big mess for the custodians to clean up. So you know what?
It's
thumbs up from me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes. How great is that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can see it at Ben and Kelly's show. We posted
super
it on X.
Super creative.
Yeah, but some of the best senior pranks that you've been involved in or seen another class do at Ben and Kelly Show, or call or text 502-795-1997. Got one. My class decided to bring a bunch of grills and hold a barbecue in the parking lot. Seniors
That's
before
fun.
Us actually destroyed so much property that we just decided to have something everyone could enjoy.
That's probably good. Like, you know what? They ruined it for everybody. We're going to bring it back.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? We feel kind of bad doing something, trying to one-up the class before us because they just literally destroyed things. So yeah,
so we're just gonna have a cookout. Everybody's gonna eat. It's gonna be fun. That's a great idea too.
I remember one of the schools that we played in, like, sports in, they made the news because their senior class put a bunch of grass fertilizer on the football field that said like class of, you know, whatever it was. And it burned it into the actual, into the.
That's property damage. See, that's where you get in trouble.
A little bit, yeah, that's where it gets a little bit crazy, right?
Yeah.
Got another one. My graduating class bought a keg of root beer.
Keg of root beer?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can get a keg of root beer.
That's fun.
Got it from the local liquor store. We set it up about 6 o'clock in the student parking lot. There were about 24 of us. We all had lawn chairs, set it up. Just like a real tailgate party with chairs all around the keg.
I love it.
Police were called. Didn't actually take them long to figure out what was actually going on. So
okay. All right. They're like, no, guys, it's not real beer. It's root beer.
Yeah, it's root beer.
It's
they're
fine.
They're like, all right, carry on. They're like, want one? Want a pint? Yeah.
It's like, yep.
Yes,
all right.
I do. Yes, I do.
I got another one. The seniors at my school hyped up the prank, put posters everywhere, handed out flyers, posted daily on social media, installed a countdown clock.
Oh, wow.
This also grabbed the attention of the local newspaper.
Sure.
They arrived at the school for an article. That was, for us, huge news. Some seniors even gave quotes to the press. And then the clock struck zero. Everyone held their breath for what was about to happen. Nothing. The prank was there was no prank.
The prank was there. That is good.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
really
good.
Good.
I
that's
like
really
that.
Really good.
I like
yep.
that. Hey, Angela, what was yours?
Our senior prank, we turned our whole senior parking lot into a beach. I mean, like, everybody brought sand in their trucks. We had grills out front. We were grilling. We had our summer clothes on.
Wow, that's great.
It was the funnest time. We got to miss first and second period for it.
Oh, they let you just continue the party.
Yes, they let us just hang out front. And then, of course, we had to clean up all of the sand.
Right.
Yes. I was going to say, did you dump it in the parking lot or did you just leave it in the truck?
Yes.
And hang out in the truck?
All of it.
Oh my gosh.
Did you go to school around here?
I went to Odom County.
Oh, I love it. All right.
That's awesome.
Good story, Angela. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. See ya.
Oh gosh. Got another one. My class's senior prank was passing out marbles to as many people as possible pre-graduation. When you went to shake the principal's hand during the ceremony, you pass him a marble. By the time I got to shake his hand, this was a class of about 800, and my last name was toward the end. He was surrounded by a pretty big pile of marbles.
I want to say I saw that just recently. I want to say,
really?
But it was not marbles. It was they were given ketchup packets to
ketchup packets.
They were just handing ketchup packets to the principal.
Principal
would hand him a diploma. They'd hand him a ketchup packet. So the principal had to end up like handing it off to like someone next to him, and because he was getting so many ketchup packets.
He said the principal was pretty cool about it. Just laughed.
That's funny. Oh man, Jamie said one senior class threw a bunch of crickets in our lunchroom.
Oh gosh.
Oh geez.
Oh, that's not great. That's not good for anybody.
Yeah. See,
really.
See, and then we got a text from another listener that said, "I work at a school where the seniors came in and let the air out of tires of the school buses." Listen, we already have busing issues.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
need you to do anything uh-uh. more to the buses. All right.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Caitlin said our class of 2020 had planned to drop books all at the same exact time.
Oh, you mean like in the hallway type of thing where they were just make a big noise?
I guess so,
That's good. Did your class do anything?
No, we didn't do anything. So we had like a senior skip day.
We did do that. We did do a senior skip day. And so I participated in that. But I remember there was another school kind of in our conference, and it was a little more of a farm school, you know, one of those that were out in the sticks.
Sure.
I went to a more of a city public school, and they released a couple pigs into the school. One of them was numbered with, like, I don't know, shoe polish, like number one, and the other one was numbered number three. And so they were hoping that they would be searching for number two.
Oh, gosh.
So anyways, all right. Those are some good ones there. Some senior pranks. If you got one, 502-795-1997. Good stuff there. And like I said, if you wanted to see the actual...
Yeah, that's good. That's my fave.
The bagpipes...
That's just entertainment
The Piper, we posted it at Ben and Kelly's show on X. You can take a look at that. All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a 91-year-old in Missouri donated $500,000 to his town's volunteer fire department because all their gear is from the 80s and 90s, and they only had $169 in their account.
Vintage.
So now they're getting all new stuff, new trucks. Oh, wow. Here's Sam talking about his big donation along with words from the fire chief, Mark.
It's $500,000, and $500,000 is a pretty good donation.
Never in a million years would I ever expected anything like that for a rural fire department.
I'm getting a lot of credit for it, but I don't know how to fix one of them things.
You didn't know how to fix one of them things?
Nope.
He's really talking sweet. About a fire like, truck?
Yeah, I'll just give you money.
All right. For him.
Isn't that great? He's so sweet. So, yeah, we'll tweet out at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Carly's reaching out. My boyfriend and I live together, plan on getting married, but we continue to have the same fights over and over again. He complains that I'm too direct. He tells me I attack him with issues and that I need to be kinder. I just think he's being too sensitive. Everything I say makes him clam up and retreat. And I've told him that my mother used to tiptoe around the house and was always afraid of my dad and that she would never speak her mind for fear of his reaction. I hated it. It led to the end of their marriage. So I vowed to have a better marriage than them and always speak my mind and never tiptoe around anyone. I believe in honesty and telling it like it is.
Okay.
On the other hand, he, like most men, he's afraid to talk about his feelings and avoids everything. So how do I get him to be truthful and honest, as I don't want to lose him, but I can't just avoid everything? Is it too much for me to ask to get a guy who communicates well?
Well, no, you're not going to get one.
Well, listen, that's not true. I married a good communicator.
That's good.
But I think you do have to take what the feedback he's giving you to heart a little bit. If you're being a little harsh, can you find a gentler way to get your point across that maybe doesn't put him on the defensive?
Yeah. I like the line, he tells me I attack him with issues and I need to be kinder. I think he's just being too sensitive.
Exactly. That's telling right there. Like, we need to look in the mirror a little bit
That's funny.
Ingest those words a little more and just like, okay, maybe I can get my point across in a more kind and gentler way.
You know,
and
look,
then it might be better received.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are probably going to say, hey, couples therapy before you get married, which is a thing that, you know, if you get married in the church, a lot of churches make you do anyways.
Yeah, we did that.
Kind of go through that. If you don't get married in the church, then maybe just find a good couples therapy sesh. If that's not in the budget, then this is what we do. Group therapy.
The thing is, too, you need to not only figure out your communication issues, how better to solve problems, but that's when you can also talk about the big things, like your view on money and kids and your future. Like, talk about the big things that a lot of people, I think, shy away from talking about before you get married. You just think you're just going to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say,
you got to make sure you're on the same page about all that stuff.
Yeah, you got to you got to at least know where the other person's going on all the major issues. So, yeah, anyways, tell us your experience with this, all right? 502-795-1997, because I think your experience could probably help Carly out. That's what we do with group therapy, and we'll get to those next. All right, group therapy. Carly frustrated that she and her boyfriend, who they're wanting a future together, they're wanting to eventually get married. She's wanting honesty and wanting to be direct. He is not as receptive as she would hope. And is like, hey, can I just get a guy who communicates right?
Yeah, he clams up, but I think it's because of the way that she approaches whatever the conversation's about.
Now, Tish had sent us a message that says, look, one of my biggest pet peeves is I'm just honest as an excuse to be callous. You can be honest without being cruel. He's shutting down because you aren't a safe space for him. So,
yes. Yeah, that's a thing that Rebecca is talking about on Facebook, too. It's a two-way street. As someone who is more like you than not, I have absolutely lost people because I'm blunt and direct and say it like it is. Yeah. But I've also had to learn that having a sharp tongue is not an excuse to be mean, as I was at times. You can say something honestly without the other party left feeling disrespected. That's all I'm saying. Maybe he is too sensitive and needs to work on communicating his emotions in a healthy way as well. Find a compromise or move on, because this will not change unless you both decide it needs to.
There you go. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time, dispenses advice.
I am super proud of both of you. I just am. You both are right.
Getting that validation from you, Andrew, means a little bit more.
It makes my day.
Well, I will tell you what. First off, Kelly's right. She needs to be a little more kinder with the delivery. If he's saying that, she needs to listen to him, number one. Number two, she's learned that from her past, right? Her mom tiptoed around her dad. She's not going to do it again, right?
Right.
But when she says that he clams up, when she talks to him directly, he's learned that from his past, too, as well. Ben is right as well. Couples therapy for both of them to understand why he's like that and what's caused him to be that way and why she's a little bit more direct. Couples therapy is the way to go before you get married, okay?
Yes.
And Kelly's right on this last cause. Not all men clam up. Most of us, and some of us, are very great communicators, by the way, Ben. Just saying.
You have to. He's telling her point blank, like, listen, you're too mean. Soften the message a little bit, and then I'll be more receptive to hearing it, and then they can have actual conversations about the root cause of the conversation.
Right.
He needs to know that it's a safe space. It's not like he's not going to get necessarily ridiculed for communicating.
Yeah. Your home is someplace you should be able to come home to and take off your armor, not put it on.
That's right.
Yes. And I think if she chooses words more like, you know, less of when you do this and that kind of thing, is you put it on yourself. I think it's the choice of words, too, that can.
Because she's blaming. She's pointing fingers when she does that. And nobody likes to be attacked.
Right.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Andrew, the love doctor, thank you as always, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. So I guess, hey, look, again, it's communication. That's what we're saying.
But she needs to realize, though, that the way she's communicating needs addressing.
Yeah.
Like, she can't just say, well, he's being too sensitive. Tell him not to be so sensitive.
Yeah.
So she needs to look in the mirror and just say, okay, I need to either figure out how to choose my words better or have a softer tone. You both need to, you know, make some more changes on how you approach a conversation together.
Yeah, but congrats. Sounds like you want to both be in it for the long haul, so that's good.
Yes, and if you need guidance, like further guidance, get some professional counseling so that you can learn some skills on how to be better communicators.
There you go. Keep us posted. Thank you. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Amanda calling us from Pekin. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hi there. Amanda has got blonde hair, drives a Suburban, is a substitute teacher, and has been married for a lucky 13 years.
Look at that. That deserves applause.
Yeah, it does.
That's right. That is right.
That's right. How do you keep the magic alive, Amanda?
I honestly don't know.
Sure.
Just get through the day.
Yep.
Just get through the day.
It's called survival at this point, right?
It really is. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
No, we get it. Sometimes you're in the trenches.
All right. So it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
All right. Let's go. First one, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
I drank water out of the toilet like a dog.
OMG. OMG. Could go either way. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I have three-year-old twins at home.
Oh.
But I also have adult children, so.
Okay. Right. All right. Anybody tried drinking out of the toilet?
Not recently. So.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm going to say drunk adult. All right. What do you think?
I'm going to say a little kid. Like, little kid saw the dog do it and be like, oh, must be tasty.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Amanda, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly, you're saying little kid.
One of us is going to be right.
I was a drunk germophobic adult.
Oh, get out!
Drunk adult? Amanda got it.
Germophobic and you're drinking out of a toilet?
Yes.
That should tell you how wasted I was.
Yes. 1,000%.
Yeah.
And my roommate at the time told me he was going to help me get over my fears of germs. And double dog dared me to drink out of the toilet like a dog.
Hey, I know what's going to cure you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I did. My gut was a wreck the next day. And needless to say, didn't help with my germ issues.
Yeah, probably didn't.
Didn't help.
No. Nope, we weren't cured of that.
The best of intentions. All right, Amanda, you're one for one. Good start. Here we go. Hey. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got attacked by a peacock when I tried to kiss it.
Tried to kiss a peacock. Got attacked. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Okay. Probably a little kid. All peacocks are pretty. Or they should be harmless. Yeah.
They are pretty. You probably needed a hug and a kiss. Yes. Peacock, hey. Little kid.
All right, both of you saying little kid. Yeah, like right there, you know, in the zoo, they just kind of walk freely.
Yeah.
Get it?
All right, I'm from, they're front. They walk around all the time.
Wait, Pekin has peacocks just floating around?
No, I'm originally from St. Augustine, Florida.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah. I didn't know the peacock was indigenous to Pekin, Indiana. But
no, St. Augustine, that makes more sense.
There's many things we have the title to.
Okay. All right, wait, I forget what you said. Did you both say little kid? All right,
little
both of you said little kid. All right.
So I was a little kid.
Yes, you got it. Little kid, you're two for two.
And my neighbor had a peacock on his farm. And I loved this peacock. I thought it was adorable. So I decided to go kiss it. And the peacock did not appreciate this. And it bit my forehead.
Wow. I was not ready for her to say on a farm.
Probably in Pekin.
That's right. The wild peacocks of Pekin, Indiana.
The Pekin peacock farm. I like that.
Do they visit
the
Gallapalooza type horses, but for
they
the peacocks
should.
There in Pekin?
They're majestic animals.
Right.
I know, right?
Feathers are amazing.
All
yes.
Right. Amanda, well, last one, little kid, drunk adult. You're doing very well.
I woke up completely naked, peeing in the sofa chair.
Completely naked, peeing in the sofa chair. That's how you wake up.
Drunk adult. Although my son peed on our couch last night.
Oh gosh. Okay, I feel like drunk adult is probably the obvious answer in this, right? Which makes me want to say little kid.
I know.
I think I'm doing little kid.
All right. Amanda, you said drunk adult. Kelly said little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult!
Amanda,
3 for 3. Perfect.
Slayed the game.
Man, that is great. You gotta just tell your son, though, peeing's cool. It's all right, you know?
But not on the couch.
Everybody does it sometimes.
Not on the chair. No. No, no.
You know, you gotta pee your pants. It's cool to pee your pants.
It's cool to pee your pants.
No. Oh, listen, don't listen to Uncle Ben. He's not teaching good lessons.
Oh, sometimes it just happens. Look, sometimes you're not even a little kid when those accidents happen. Sometimes.
Do you have to clean it up afterwards?
Sometimes you're an adult. It's just awkward. Anyways, all right, here, let's find out what happened here.
I had gone home with my girlfriend in college for her birthday weekend. We got so drunk, and apparently I went to bed like a normal person, but at some point my location shifted and my girlfriend woke up. I was missing, and when she found me, I was butt naked in her dad's lounger, peeing all over the place.
Oh my gosh, is that his girlfriend's parents' house?
Wow.
Oh, that was so much worse.
He didn't know where he was, poor guy.
Oh, that was so much worse than what I expected it was going to be. Oh my God.
She lost it, and when I came to, I had
no idea what was going on. She broke up with me, and when we got back to school, thanks, Jack Daniels.
Oh, my gosh. He's blaming it on Jack.
His girlfriend over it.
That's tough.
Oh, that was a poor guy. Tragic tale.
Well, you know, Amanda, congratulations.
Look at that.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, tell your son it's all right. Everybody pees every now and then.
No, it's not okay. What kind of a lesson? He's going to grow up and do that and lose his girlfriend too. OMG.
Try for the best.
That's right.
Can't
Amanda,
thank
you so much. Be sure to pet your peacock there in Pekin, Indiana for me.
Not too close, though. They don't like that,
right,
apparently.
I'm gonna put you on hold a real quick sec, all right? All right, hang on.
Gosh, I almost feel bad that we need to be giving prizes to all the people that give the stories because they suffered. They really are the ones that suffered.
Yeah,
for all
by the way, if you want to be the star of this bit, all right, we need your submission, all right?
Send us a little voice note of your story. Give us a little teaser headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
There you go. Shout out to Brandon, who is a senior there at Bullitt Central High School, planning to get his CDL license, drive a semi there. It's 9970JX. Senior shout outs up on the website right now. You want to shout out your senior in your life, Morgan, also graduating from Bullitt Central, continuing her post-secondary education at WKU. So awesome there. Some great pictures. The gallery is up and rolling. WDJX.com if you want to see that. All right, let's get to Feel Good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
58-year-old Marine General Eric Smith survived being wounded in combat, but nearly lost his life back at home just going for a run around the Capitol.
Mm.
That's something he never knew about was that he was born with a faulty heart valve. And a Good Samaritan named Tim, who happens to be a CPR instructor, was nearby. He'd just done an ultramarathon. His sister and his dad were there when they came upon General Smith. He performed CPR on him for 10 minutes until EMS got there.
My sister started calling 911. My dad joined us. Then we started assessing the person to see what was wrong. Could tell that they weren't breathing. They weren't responsive. So we started CPR.
That just renews your faith in humanity.
The general's wife, Trish, actually saw the commotion a block from their home.
Just remember thinking to myself, oh, they're transporting somebody. Little did I know that that was him. I was kind of in shock, but I just know that he's a strong person and he was going to make it.
Mm.
Yeah. The Today Show was there when the two men got to meet up for the first time since all this happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff. See the video at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
And now the update from yesterday.
Buckle up, Buttercup. Update, Ben and Kelly. Okay, so in a nutshell, as quick as I can be about it, wife was listening at work with her coworkers.
Oh, that's awkward.
Crying, laughing emoji and the monkey with the covering the eyes and the covering the mouth. All coworkers heard. Based on her reaction, figured out it was about her and her husband. Luckily, there's about six guys that all work together, so she hasn't figured out it was me yet.
Oh.
Fingers crossed.
Oh.
When she realized it was about her, she immediately called her husband, apparently crying because now so many people heard about the personal business.
Right.
He told her to calm down because she doesn't know it was for sure about her. This kind of stuff happens to everyone.
It does.
Is what he says. But the best part, she posted about it on Facebook. Who called in to the radio about her? She didn't know her personal life was that juicy. Crying, laughing, that was my favorite. Whoever it is just jealous of their marriage and wants them to separate so she can have the husband.
Oh.
And people need to stay out of their lives because he's all hers and he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
These are all quotes.
Yeah.
There was over 200 comments before she deleted the post.
Oh.
One person said, girl, he ain't going nowhere because he's done been everywhere there is to go, including with your sister. That one almost made me pee.
Yeah, that was a detail that I forgot about.
Yeah, that among the many times that the wife caught this husband cheating, it was with
one was
her,
with
sister,
her sister
in
yeah.
their home.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anywho, basically, kind of all the same theme. You've put up with this for years. Kids are older. Can't use them as an excuse anymore. This poo is getting old. Time to move on, etc.
Mm-hmm.
One person said, if it's affecting someone else at work and they're tired of y'all's crap, leave that at home. Quit involving everybody else.
Okay.
But just like I thought, in one ear, right out the other.
Oh.
So let her rot in her stupidity, I suppose. When he gets someone pregnant, I'll do another follow-up.
Oh, my gosh.
Crying, laughing.
So did we do it all for naught then?
Did we
do it all just to stir up drama and then that was it?
I have to hope after she has some time to marinate in it, maybe mind through some of the comments before she deleted it and really internalizes it and really needs to look at it, you know, look at her marriage through a different lens.
Uh-huh.
And maybe decide. And hopefully, maybe he will too, and decide that his behavior is unacceptable. It's not fair to his wife to keep doing that. And then she needs to rebuild that trust. Maybe they can figure it out. But I think the biggest part is hopefully the involving Anne's husband part will stop. Because at the root of it, that's Kelly. She needed. It's like, stop pulling us into your stuff.
Right, right, exactly. It's the drama, the extracurricular drama that's surrounding the work environment that's distracting to everyone.
Right.
And that's the part that's got to stop. And when your personal life creeps into your work life, then that's when it becomes a work thing and not just a personal thing. Right?
Yes. And hopefully that part was internalized and will stop and get better. You know, regardless of what happens with their marriage.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I hope some good comes out of this, that she doesn't just feel like she's put on blast just because someone's jealous.
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, right. I get
like that's missing the mark if she feels like it's because someone's jealous. They're not jealous. They want the drama to stop.
They want the drama to stop. And hopefully you can work on your relationship and either work on it as a separated couple, you know, because sometimes that's what's best. Or
maybe this person thrives on drama. Yeah. Maybe that's kind of what makes them tick.
All right.
And that's what keeps it exciting. I don't know. But either way, let's keep it out of the workplace. Hopefully that will happen.
All right. Ann, thank you for the update on group therapy here on 99.7 DJX.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, my wife, Sarah, manages a dog daycare in town, and you wouldn't believe the people she deals with every day. The animals are fantastic. It's their owners, LOL. Could you call her, mess with her a little bit? Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, so William Haas and Pepper just looking for a new daycare for Millie, right? Just needs to give old Sarah a call.
Hello, daycare.
Hi, good morning. Is this Sarah?
Yes, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Wonderful. It's William Haas and Pepper. I'm looking for a new daycare, and you were recommended to me.
Oh, great. What would you like to know?
Well, I mean, I just heard that you have a nice facility, and it's affordable.
We absolutely do. Are you looking for full-time Monday through Friday care?
Yes, actually. Our last daycare lady just took off on us, decided she wanted to go to dental hygienist school.
Oh.
I mean, we work full-time, and we need a new spot for Millie.
Oh, okay, great. Well, how old is Millie?
She's 2.
Okay. Is she up on all her vaccinations?
Yeah. I can have the doc fax that stuff over to you. Could you tell me a little bit more about the facility?
Oh, sure, of course. Well, we have a big play area with cameras, so you can log on and see her at any time. We have group nap, and we also have organic snacks.
Oh, wonderful. So everyone, like, stays together in the same area?
Yeah, that's right. Unless they're staying overnight, they all stay together for the day.
All right. Awesome. How much is it?
Oh, it's $25 a day.
Wow. My last daycare charged me about $300 a week.
Oh, my. Is your dog potty trained?
I mean, yeah. I mean, my dog is, but Millie's still in training pants right now.
Oh, okay. What breed is she?
Breed. She's human.
No. The dog.
What dog?
The dog that you want to bring for our doggy daycare.
Millie's my daughter.
Wait, you want us to take care of your daughter?
Yep.
Yeah. Seems like a great deal. Millie loves playing with animals, so I'm sure she'll have a great time.
Sir, I'm sorry, but are you serious? We don't take care of children. This is a doggy daycare.
Yeah. Why not?
What? Sir, I don't know how to respond to you right now. I really don't.
Well, your husband recommended you and said you had a good sense of humor.
What? Wait, hold on. Is this Peter?
No, it's Ben Davis from 9970JX setting you up for a phone tap.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Oh, I'm gonna kill him. Oh, I'm so glad that wasn't real. That was so mean.
I thought you knew who I was. I like 100% thought you were gonna bust me.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I was trying to be polite, but oh my gosh.
You know, that's what a great deal though.
Right, it's a really good deal. Like, I get why he was, like, super excited about it. I'm like, yes, let's go.
I mean, the kids could play with the animals. The animals could play with the kids.
Cameras?
Oh, my gosh, great.
This could be an excellent model to just marry both concepts.
I know. It's a win-win for everyone.
It is.
All right, there you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Time for a stupid fact of the day. This is where we find random things on the internet. Make sure that at least one other website has that as a fact, and we'll bring it to you. You ever wonder how certain names get shortened for others? Like, Bob is short for William, you know?
Bob is short for William?
Isn't that the...
Bill is short for William.
Bob is Robert. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I said the wrong thing. Yeah. Rob...
Yes.
Obviously, Rob, Robert, you get that. But Bob Robert, that's
right.
That's interesting.
Who came up with that?
Why would you do that? Why Bill and William, you know? And why Dick and Richard?
Mm-hmm.
So Dick only became short for Richard because nicknames that rhymed used to be popular back in the 1200s.
So as long as it rhymed, it was good to go?
Yeah, so Bill, Will... It rhymed, you're good. Dick,
okay.
Rick, you're good.
Got it.
You know, Bob, Rob, yep, you're good.
So you just had to rhyme. And you're
good to go. Just had to rhyme. Back in the 1200s, that was their... Look, they didn't have the internet back then. They didn't
have
memes. And they didn't have things like that. So they had to find other ways to entertain themselves back in the 1200s. So
yeah, they couldn't put up a poll on Facebook saying, hey, guys, which nickname do you like the best?
Right, exactly. So, you know, they'd say, hey, get a load of Richard, a.k.a. Dick.
Okay.
Rhymes
right.
with Rick.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the origins of it?
Yeah.
Just because it rhymed?
It
at
rhymed.
Some point,
that's
they
right.
just, people, we'll just say people in general, just started doing this.
I mean, let's be honest. It was probably a couple drunk guys that were in the pub, you know, in the local tavern, if you will.
Do you think a Richard decided that? Like, hey.
Slamming a couple ales.
Call me Dick. Rhymes with Rick. Short for Richard.
No, it's probably his buddy.
Oh, his buddy. Okay.
Yeah, that's what
All
I'm assuming.
Right.
So there you go, a little stupid fact of the day. Dick only became short for Richard because nicknames that rhymed were popular back in the 1200s.
Wow, 1200s. That is crazy.
I know, there you go. That's why I said it. It's not a crazy fact of the day, Kelly. It's a stupid fact of the day.
Sorry. Yeah, stupid. Stupid fact of the day.
Stupid fact
so
of the day.
So for all the dicks listening out there, just know where that came from.
Yeah. Your name dates back to the 1200s.
It's got some history.
It does. History of Dick. A 99.7 DJX.
Is that what we're naming the subject? I think
the history
should.
Of Dick?
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. All right, time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So, 64-year-old dude in Georgia named Willie, he was arrested for DUI. And it's pretty obvious. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a DUI while riding on a lawnmower, you're doing okay.
Oh, so he thought that he's like, well, listen, I'm not driving like a real car.
Right.
But that is still against the law.
Right. Willie having trouble staying on the highway. Police actually saw him downing a beer on the lawnmower.
Oh, bold move.
Yeah. Cops asked him what he was doing. He said, well, I just went to the convenience store to get some beer and I was on my way home.
He said it took him about 15 minutes to drive to the convenience store on that there lawnmower.
Doesn't go real fast.
Right. Now, they informed him, no, you're still not allowed to be drinking and driving, even any sort of motorized vehicle or anything like that. Which, by the way, side note, you can also get a DUI on a bicycle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, FYI.
Oh, gosh.
Willie was drunk at the time, but wasn't together enough to realize, yeah, I know, I probably shouldn't have been driving this lawnmower.
Gotcha.
And asked deputies to give him another chance because he's been in this situation before.
Oh, boy, we didn't learn the first time?
So maybe the second time we'll learn.
Okay.
He was arrested and charged with DUI.
Oof.
So, yeah.
Okay, good note.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Let his bad decision be an example. Don't do that.
Yeah, just know that you can get a DUI on just about everything, right?
If you are... you know what? If you're trying to mow your lawn, the lines are probably going to be wiggly. So don't do that either.
Yeah, there you go.
Mess up with your lawn.
All right, there's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Some senior shout-outs to get to. Destiny, she is graduating from Charlestown High School, planning on becoming an elementary school teacher. There you go.
Sweet.
Yep. Keep rolling on that. If you want to submit your senior, WDJX.com. Caroline, she's graduated from Eastern High School, going to be attending Georgetown College to become a special ed teacher. So that's pretty cool. Shout out to her.
I love these teachers. Yay.
I know. Love it. Love it. Love it. So yeah, you can get yours in. By the way, the graduating class, you know, hey, you've got not a lot of time left before you out the door. So figured we'd ask Alexa to give you some tips on making it in the real world.
Here are some tips for college graduation commencement speakers.
College graduation, high school graduation, whatever you're doing.
Include a humorous experience from your college days.
Okay, cool.
Unless it involves waking up in a bathtub of ice with homemade stitches where your kidneys used to be while on spring break in Mexico.
Wow.
Then don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. All right. Yeah, that's All right. not a story All to right. share.
Now, probably not a story
speech. Okay.
That you share. All right. You got any more?
Or try this. Use the phrase, the graduating class of 2024 is the future.
Mm, okay, that's good.
Even though we all know it's artificial intelligence.
Oh.
Good luck, class of 2024. You're going to need it.
Wow, that's all you got?
Good luck, robots are taking your jobs.
Dang,
right.
Alexa, that's no fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, and if you want to shout your senior out, WDJX.com. We've got them up there for you. A nice gallery of photos of all the graduating seniors there. And by the way, I should give an honorary shout out to Chase. Chase said, my sister texted me that you all are doing senior shout outs and I should text in. So here's mine. My mom, she's a little spitfire, standing tall, 4'10", 66 years young. I don't know what I would do without her. Helping with kids, showing support and love. She never stops. Loves her Zumba and Tai Chi classes and a good bottle of Arbor Mist Blackberry or boxed wine, whatever she can get a hand on.
She's my people.
She says, LOL. Happy senior day, mom, aka Sherry. Love you. That's very sweet.
I love that reverse senior shout out. Yes, we should honor the parents that helped get you there. I love it.
Well, no. Chase then realized, oh, wait, sorry. It's class seniors, not like senior living seniors. So said disregard. No, Chase, we're not disregarding.
We're putting the spotlight on her.
That's
yes.
Great. Yes, Sherry. Yes, you and Kelly can just sit there and
have a glass of Blackberry Merlot Arbor Mist.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. That's right. Why even a glass? You just take it right out of the
just
bottle.
Just take the bottle. Yeah, exactly.
All right. There you go. WDJX.com. You can see them all right there. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Yes, we had an update from the crazy group therapy from yesterday. All right. So if you missed it, a couple places you can get it. YouTube, search Ben and Kelly Show, find it right there. Or WDJX.com, tap listen, and then just scroll down to the group therapy tab, and you can see that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the message, after she marinates in a little bit, we'll get through. Because ultimately, we're trying to get the drama out of the workplace. That's the whole goal.
Right, right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but it seems like it maybe would miss the mark initially based on the feedback from the person it was intended for.
Yeah, and so hopefully it wasn't all for nothing, you know, the whole stirring up the pot and all that stuff.
Now she is like, you know, writing it off as, well, they're just jealous.
Right, right. Well, Kara texts in and says, it wasn't all for nothing, guys. If Dumb and Dumber didn't get anything out of it, it definitely was at least entertaining. So,
oh, there you go. All right. Entertainment factor was high.
Entertainment yes. factor. So there you go. All right. Very good. All right. Kelly, what else?
I think that's it. Just again, if you are having any encounters, sightings of PGA golfers this week, share them with us. Post the pics. We want to see those. Send them to us in a DM. Lots of good stuff.
All right. Good deal. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.